It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast. We're doing it every Monday at 7 a.m. in 30 minutes or less. No bullshit. We're helping small businesses and contractors be more profitable with better leads and better systems. And today, I have Eric with me from You Betcha.
Thanks for having me.
And we're talking about why video marketing is the number one place you need to invest in for 2020 marketing. And we sell SEO and web design, so that should tell you something. We don't do a lot of video. We probably will do more video in the future. Certainly right now, though, if you need some video marketing, You Betcha is a great option. But I want to talk to you about how should people get started if they're just wanting to dip their toes into video marketing in the beginning of this next year?
Yeah, I would say the best thing to do is just produce something, even if you don't put it out there the first time. Just get in the rhythm of creating your own content. You don't have to hire a production company. Everything you do doesn't have to be super polished. The days of social media have put all that behind us. And now people really value just raw, authentic, really just valuable content. And I would say if you're putting that out on a consistent basis, first of all, you're going to get better and better, but you're also going to tap into your customers' needs more and figure out how you can best speak to them. So the more you do it, it's kind of a cliche answer, but just getting out and doing it, the better you're going to see results.
Exactly. And I saw like a marketing expert, marketing leader's tweet the other day. He said, the smaller the business, the more fun the marketing.
And I totally believe that.
I think the issue is, like you're saying, like it's hard to lower that bar. Mm-hmm. It's hard to figure out what's essential and what's inessential when it comes to video marketing. I mean, one thing I think you can drop if you constantly need these is scripts. And how do you do that? How can you make a video without having a script or without having, like, you know, things people are reading off of?
Yeah. Yeah, more than you'd think. The skill that you can craft without going back to school for a video production degree is just the storytelling ability that you have. In general, the better you know your business and your customers, the more naturally your key messaging is going to flow if you turn on a camera and start recording. There is a certain element of intimidation. Even if it's just you and a camera in a room, there's something different about talking to a camera rather than another human being.
Yeah, exactly.
So there is a certain degree of, you just have to get in front of cameras, and that's going to help you with the whole freezing up thing. And that's definitely the first battle a lot of people face, is they just freeze up. And even if you know your company, your customer, you just can't get the words out in the right way on video. And that's okay. But the more you do it, the more it is an acquired skill. That and the ability to tell your story better and better. The more times you tell it, the better it's going to be, as any really sales professional already knows. But the skill translates to video better than most people think.
Yeah, exactly. If you are a small business owner, or, you know, we talk to a lot of contractors and roofing companies, and a lot of the owners, founders of these companies are, you know, have a background in sales. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these things that you've learned, pitching people directly face to face, sometimes at their doorstep, is, yep, like they really do translate well to video. So it's just, exactly, trying to look at that camera as another human being, because it really is. Mm-hmm. There's another human being on the other side of the screen watching it later on.
Right.
And the weird thing that I do often, like we sometimes do content marketing with our contractors, we do some video stuff. It's like we talk to them, and I coach them in the truck. We're often going out to these job sites, and I coach them in the truck. And so much of what I'm talking about is like brand positioning. Mm-hmm. And what I say over and over again in that truck, so, you know, this is just your mini free coaching for the, you know, brand positioning, is just about, you know, your ideal customer is the hero of the story. Exactly. That should take some pressure, exactly, off you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't have to be the hero here in this video. You're, mm-hmm, just helping them take care of their house.
Yep.
you're helping them be the hero of their family.
Yeah.
And if, as long as you think of it that way while you're working on this content, while you're sharing how to clean your gutters, or whatever it happens to be, you are, it's a low pressure situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you absolutely nailed it. Because even when you do see brands invest $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 in their brand video, they're making this mistake almost more often than not. They're making themselves the hero in their story. They're talking about how they were founded. They're talking about their people, which is great. We all want to know kind of the human side of the business. But as a customer, it's that whole what's in it for me. Everyone's looking, watching a video, especially if I'm looking at a construction company's website, I'm thinking about myself. I'm not thinking about your company. I'm thinking about your company in the context of how you can fill my need. And if you can convince a customer that A, you understand their need, and B, you're actually going to meet it, you're making them the hero. And yeah, I think that's often overlooked.
One more thing that I often talk about in these, you know, truck coaching sessions, so to speak, is essentially this idea that we need a bullet point it down to the most valuable things as quickly as possible. So you might think, you know, creating these 10-minute videos with super in-depth guides might be the best way to go, but people have no time.
Exactly.
And they want to hire a professional. They have no time. They want to have a professional. They want to hire a professional. So that's why you make money. And that's why your pitches make money. And ultimately, it's that same thing that carries over from sales. It's like, you just need to simplify it for them and give them permission to trust you, help them trust you, and just give them the nuggets of value. These videos should be a minute and a half long, the content marketing video video stuff. And like, even for brand videos, I don't know, how long do you suggest like a more brand story focused video be on average?
Yeah, anything that's really going out to kind of the general public, you're gonna lose most people. Honestly, you're going to lose a lot of people at the 10-second mark. But beyond that, you're going to lose people at a minute and a half, 2 minutes. If you're going in 3-4 minutes, it's becoming like the equivalent of a video novel, right? Yeah. It's just no one's getting to the end. The video production industry is kind of brutal with our different sayings and stuff. But a common one you'll hear is kill your darlings. Like, you'd have a funny joke here or a nice story here. But you really have to look at it in terms of you're crafting a story, and anything that's not contributing to moving the plot further along is just wasted energy, wasted space. You're wasting your customers' time.
You gotta get rid of redundancies.
Exactly. And there's many times where I've written a script and there's a great joke in there that I want everyone to hear, or, you know, there's a great customer testimony that just goes a little too long. It's just not worth it. In the end, you're always going to have a stronger video product if you just keep to a strict plot line and really get to the point. Yeah, no longer than a minute and a half, 2 minutes. If it's some kind of personal correspondence or someone farther down your funnel, then you can talk about maybe going 3-4 minutes long.
That's good. And I like that you're talking about creating videos for different levels of the funnel.
Yeah.
You know, we use video in a lot of different ways besides the traditional, hey, let's hit them with an advertisement on Facebook remarketing, which I love. Mm-hmm. I mean, video, Facebook remarketing, and just a real quick note on that before I move on to this next point, is you said 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Hit them with the brand in the first 10 seconds. Hit them with the figurehead of the business owner. Get the face in there. Yeah. Hit them with your slogan in the first 10 seconds. And these 10-second video views on Facebook are cheap. Mm-hmm. So we say do remarketing. If you're doing any kind of paid ads, do remarketing. Hit them with video remarketing and get those three things. Once again, the face of the figurehead, the logo, and the slogan. Because we need like 7-8 times them seeing this brand before now you're like a household name for them. So video at different layers of the funnel can be amazing. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about like we're using videos for... You know, we do a dashboard at each level of the sales funnel. Shout out to SalesReach and Josh Fetty in Minneapolis. He has a startup. It allows you to really quickly roll out these awesome landing pages for prospects. And we use video on those landing pages to really help people kind of familiarize themselves a little bit more. Ours are like 2-2.5 minutes at most. Mm-hmm. But like ultimately what you're saying is they can handle a little bit more quantity at that point. They're mm-hmm. actually ready, you know, they're getting closer to, you know, knowing you, liking you, trusting you. Mm-hmm. They might spend a little bit more time to understand the process at that point. Exactly. And we're even using videos for like our prospective employees.
Yeah.
So like yeah. video is like powerful. You can scale yourself out. Like, so it's not all just marketing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's teaching your team. It's onboarding your employees. It's onboarding prospective clients. You can say this, you can say something once and have 1,000 people hear it.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, to your point about having more and more time as you go down the funnel, the best way I can kind of describe it is, you know, if you have someone who's about to pull the trigger, if you're in a sales or marketing position, you've probably spent a half hour on the phone with a customer before because they just have every question. They're even writing down questions at this point because they're invested in the process and they're probably about to make a large investment, even financially. So the closer people get to making the decision, a lot of times the more information they want. And that's not to say that you should just allow them to hang out in this kind of purgatory where they never actually commit to anything. So there's definitely, you know, everything you should be making should be pushing someone towards the decision, but they're ready for more at that point. Yeah. So if there's more you can share about your value propositions or something that just doesn't fit when you're just hitting someone on the first or second touch point, that can be the time to do it.
I love that. And I mean, I'm just going to, this is my pitch for video for beyond marketing. It's not just marketing anymore. Video is for the sales funnel. Mm-hmm. Video is for the onboarding the employees. Video is for training your employees with your standard operating procedures. Video is extremely useful and it's scaling. People are out here, entrepreneurs are out here. They're scared and sick of having no time.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, maybe they have money to spend, but they have no time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And if they have no time, then video is a great way to give them more time.
Yeah.
If they want to share things with their internal teams, certainly people have been onboarding, you know, bigger companies have been onboarding their employees with video for a long yeah. time, but small businesses can now too.
Yeah.
And it's powerful. Video. What else? What other things can we use video for in 2020? Certainly there's got to be other stuff.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We do get a lot of calls, to your point, now from small businesses who are ready to start implementing video for the first time in their recruiting process. It's huge. Yeah, that's become, I would say that's almost even one of, I don't know if you can call it a trend because like yep. you said, people have been doing it for a while, but it's picking up steam. There's internal video, there's marketing video, sales video. It really can fit in, if you can think of a department that your company has, there's probably something that video can be used for.
Yeah.
At varying, you know, degrees and different kinds of video, but yeah. for sure video should be playing a role. Like you said, one of the biggest things is just, it takes you from having the same conversation 1,000 times to getting your best version of it recorded, and that does all the work for you from then on out. Exactly. If there's a question you're getting from your prospective clients over and over again, is there a way you can answer that in a video?
Boom.
And especially answer the question before they've even asked you.
Yeah.
And people have a lot of respect for that. It really elevates their opinion of your company because they'll feel like you just understand them so well that they don't even have to ask what's on their mind. You already know. And video is one of the most powerful tools to do that. Certainly you can use blogs and written content, but video just kind of raises the bar because yeah. it's the next best thing to being face to face.
Yes, the human being aspect. You're looking mm-hmm. at the person. If they seem genuine, they can look, you look deep into the iris of the camera. It feels like we're looking into your eye. We're looking into your eye, right? Like, I want to connect. You know, here's the deal. is like that connection is so much more personal.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's perfect. It's definitely not pat you on the back right. in person.
Right.
But it's so close to that in comparison with written content.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And we haven't talked a lot about why that's persuasive, but certainly I think people intuitively know that face-to-face vibe is more effective than just writing something down and
exactly.
sharing. And I just don't have time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't have time to like read all of a person's blogs if you're thinking yeah. about working with them or a company's blogs. It's hard to spend that time. Most people are going to read like 50 words on your website at mm-hmm. most. If you have a video that's a minute and a half long and it boils down the key value proposition and it talks about them and not you, mm-hmm. probably going to sell some stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And it's exactly what your point. But yeah, a lot of times people have a 2-minute video on top of their blog post, and statistics have shown, not my statistics, but someone else's have shown that a large majority are going to watch the video rather than read the article. There's yeah. always going to be the people who would rather just read the article. We've all been in situations where we can't listen to a video for whatever reason, being in a public place. And so written content's always going to be valuable, especially for the kind of stuff you guys do, SEO. Yeah. But there's quite a few people who are going to take the 2-minute download instead yeah. of the 10-minute in-depth analysis.
And I mean, like, even if it gets them to because we besides data or like statistics, we have this thing that allows us to record websites and all the people that come on yeah. the website. So what we'll see people is like they'll spend just 20 more seconds on the page.
Yeah.
Just watching a bit of the video, even if they don't watch the whole video, that's good for analytics. That's yeah. good for getting higher on Google, because yeah. Google actually takes the average of time people spend on your website and uses that as a quality metric. And if people stay on your website longer, so it's like adding that video to every page. You'll see the really smart companies, like the publications, like Fast Company, Inc., mm-hmm. and Forbes and stuff like that, they put video on every page, even yeah. if it's not directly related to the article, which I find annoying
yeah.
sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
But you're much more likely to spend time on that website if you just watch a little bit of a video. Sure. Doesn't even matter. That's what they know.
Yep.
And that, like, most small businesses are not using it. Take a look at how these other companies, these bigger publications, these people that do editorial online content are using video. They're smart enough to know that they should have it on every single page on their website.
Yeah.
And they should be using content marketing video as much as possible to augment the written content.
Yeah, that's a great point. And yeah, on the other side of the other end of the spectrum, you have product pages. And I think it was Neil Patel who did this statistic, but video is actually proven to increase sales by 144% just for presence of a video on a product yeah. page. It doesn't even start to speak to, is the content even good? Just the presence of a video has already increased your sales. And granted, that's maybe a statistic more relevant to a product-based company, but you can see how it could translate more
oh,
to
certainly.
A service-based
If I can meet
well.
You just a little bit, just even like through a quick video, I'm just much more likely to even make that first contact.
Yeah.
I can kind of get the vibe of your company and things like that. I do want to wrap this up. Certainly, I have enjoyed chatting with you about this and love to have you on again sometime.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
Absolutely want to give you a chance to share where people can find you online.
Appreciate it. So best place to find us is just youbetcha.co. That's youbetcha.co. Otherwise, we're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn as youbetcha.co.
All right. And it's the podcast put on by Hook Agency, hookagency.com, Hook Agency all over social. And we're doing it every Monday. Podcast goes out 7 a.m. No bullshit, or very minimal bullshit. And we're helping small businesses and contractors be more profitable with better leads and better systems. And appreciate you guys listening. Rate and review the podcast. And thank you so I already said that. And bye.